And this is the part where your hands might get clammy and your heart rate's going a little faster. And maybe that is indicating that God's like, maybe you should tell them about this. So I'm going to invite you, if you would like to share a testimony, to make your way up. Do we have anyone who would like to share a testimony? It can be big or small. You will. No way. Come on up, Carolee. I'd love to hear another one. God just keeps doing things.
It starts out involving you, Laura. Laura and I went for a walk the other day, and she was talking about this great book that I can't remember the title of, but it was about trees and how they interact and they protect each other. And, you know, when God does sort of reminds me of something twice, I think I'm supposed to pay attention. So I think it was yesterday or the day before, I was checking my Facebook, and this thing came up about flowers, and it was David Attenborough, so he's usually pretty reliable. You know, it's not just some flaky thing. And there was a picture of a petunia, and it looked like a needle through it, and it was connected to a system, and the system was reading the electrical impulse from the flower, and the flower had a certain impulse, and then a bee was coming along, which apparently the flower has a positive charge and the bee has a negative charge. And as the bee got closer and actually came to the flower, the charge on the flower changed. And the bee, because he was negatively charged, the pollen was attracted to the bee and attached itself to the bee so that he could go spread the good news at the next flower and cross-pollinate. And the flower's positive charge changed, and the music coming from it changed. And the other bees around there knew then, don't come to this flower because the nectar's already gone. And I thought, wow, God, you're so efficient. And like, I'll never look at a petunia the same way. But I thought, you know, we worry about all these little things, but here's some way. We didn't know God was taking care of that plant. God says, consider the lilies of the field. Who knew they had an electrical charge and they could do all this stuff? And it just, I know there's people here looking for jobs, and there's people here with uncertainty and sickness, and I just felt that I was supposed to share. God's got it. You don't even know how God's got it. He's got it in ways you can't even think or imagine. So just be at peace. And this morning I was reading first 15 devotionals, and the song was Be Still and Know. And I thought, yeah, we just have to be still and know that God is, and God cares about us, and there's nothing that can happen in our lives that's a surprise to Him, so He's got us.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, and God, we ask for peace for those people who are in uncertainty, and we declare, God, that we trust You. Amen. And those, the books I was talking about, one is called The Secret Life of Trees, and the other is Finding the Mother Tree. And it was really beautiful reading about God's creation, and like it's incredible. Anyway, anyone else have a testimony? Julie, would you like to share? Would you like to share from there?
Yeah. Okay. Hi, everyone. I would like to give a testimony regarding my laundry time. When I first moved to that building that I am presently, I had to go, I used to live on the 10th floor, and I had to go to the second floor to do my laundry. And then I met somebody. God puts people in your life for a reason. And I met somebody, and this person told me that she has, her name is Nancy, and Nancy has washer in her apartment. And I said, well, I'm going to inquire about it. And I did. And so I talked to the manager, and I said, is it possible for you to give me the permission to have a dryer and washer in my apartment? I was expecting, she said, no way, you have second floor, there is no possible. And she said, let me think about it. So she thought about it, and I was praying, and people at church that were praying, and she said, okay, you can have dryer and washer. So thanks be to God, I have my dryer and washer. And it's so convenient. It's so convenient because I can do laundry whenever I need and like whenever I want. I don't have to go to a second floor with my bags. It's so convenient. God knows what you need, and he gives you what you need. You know, he put Nancy on my way for a reason, to give me the idea to have a washer and a dryer in my apartment. And I would like to publicly thank God for his faithfulness and for his love. Amen.
Amen. Yes, God knows what we need before we do. It's incredible. Trish.
Morning, everybody. As many of you know, I'm studying to become an English teacher in Korea. And the last week, I had to do a micro teaching in my class. And I was really, really nervous about how it was going to go and how I was going to be as like teaching an actual lesson, even though it was a very short lesson. That's why it's called micro teaching. And it was on the day of one of the days of the bus strike. So pretty much everything went wrong that day in terms of doing a lesson because there were fewer people in the class. My two group members who were working on this teaching lesson with me were online instead of in class. And so everything had to be adapted. And of course, then the sound wasn't working. And there were so many things, just kind of technical issues. And, you know, we had to switch up what we were doing because it was now hybrid. So it wasn't in class. So you couldn't do the exercises the way we actually had them planned to do. But I feel like through that experience, I remained completely calm, everything just kind of, you know, chill. We just went with it. We shifted gears and moved along and changed things. And I feel like God helped me to gain an enormous amount of confidence to teach through that experience. And now I'm feeling a lot less like, oh my God, can I be a teacher? You know, can I manage class? Can I shift gears when things go wrong? I feel like God really blessed me by having all those things that seemed negative happen, but it boosted my confidence like through the roof. So praise God.
All right. Okay, we've got someone coming from over here.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
My name's Jaden, if you don't know who I am. And some of you may know that I am not from Vancouver. I'm from Terrace, which is up north, and I come here for school. And something really big happened this Christmas break when I went home. So my dad has had issues with alcoholism for quite a while, and it's propagated through the family, and sometimes he'll like yell and swear at my mom, and so it's been difficult for the last few years. And there was kind of like a straw that broke the camel's back when I went back home. My dad made some bad choices, and my mom was very upset about it, and it was like a big thing, and we weren't sure if we should go to the police or not, and it was a big thing. And a couple days after the incident happened, we chose not to go to the police and leave it, and we went to church. And it's also a Pentecostal church in Terrace, maybe a little more conservative than this one. And I have a high school teacher, her name is Mrs. Lindsay, and she was quite a spiritual mentor for me, but also a spiritual mentor for my mom. And I went to church with Julia, and unbeknownst to me, my mom also went to church that morning. And I look over and I see her praying with Mrs. Lindsay, because similar to here, after the service, they do a prayer thing. And so my mom is getting prayer from Mrs. Lindsay. She explains the situation and everything. And so Mrs. Lindsay starts praying over her. And my mom said that she's praying, right? She's like receiving this prayer. And all of a sudden, Mrs. Lindsay opens her mouth and a man's voice comes out of her mouth. And it's like booming and powerful and loud. And my mom said she would have thought it was a demon, except it's saying like, in the name of Jesus Christ, like in the power of God, and saying all these things that are like aligned with God. So she was like, this has to be like the Holy Spirit speaking. And she didn't tell me, like, I can't remember exactly what the Holy Spirit told my mom, but it was basically saying like that our house will be blessed and things will change and that God has it under control. And so, it was an amazing experience. And the craziest part is that I was sitting 20 feet away and I didn't hear anything. And the guy standing right next to them also didn't hear anything. Like, he was standing this far from my mom. So it was just my mom and Mrs. Lindsay that could hear the Holy Spirit like coming out and I guess speaking in tongues, like so powerful. And so there's not only that, but there's a cool ending to this story. So since that day that my dad made that choice, he has not touched alcohol. Yeah, I know, amazing. And he has stopped smoking. So like, it's just such a praise God moment. And there's, for a long time in my household, there's been this kind of power dynamic where my mom wants to, she wants to be aligned with what the Bible says in terms of like a man being at the head of the household. And so she takes on a more submissive role. And she felt like after the Holy Spirit spoke to her, it was like, no, because your husband is not going to church, is not being a man of God, you need to be the woman of the household, right, in the Spirit. And so things started shifting in my house. And in the past, my dad would be kind of like speaking lies over her, speaking lies over the family, yelling, swearing. And after this happened, I remember one morning, this was kind of starting to continue again. And even though my dad wasn't doing anything, maybe he was grumpy because he had stopped his substance use, he started like saying things to my mom and swearing and stuff. And my mom looked at him and said, he wanted to talk about something. And she said, we will talk when I say we will talk. And it was so powerful. Like, it was like, There was something else than just her power, right? Like, it was like God was speaking truth into the conversation, into the household, into everything. And it was like watching a puppy dog go the ears back and the tail between the legs. Like, I was shocked watching this after years and years of watching them go through this this thing. And so I was like, wow. And I was just praising God because I was like, God has got this. Like, he is speaking into my household. He's speaking into my mom's life. It's not my job to get in between the relationship, but I wanted to share this with you. I felt like I wanted to share it a couple Sundays ago, but I think this is a much more appropriate time. And just remember, like, when times like feel destitute and you're not sure like what's gonna happen and you have no power, right? Like, you're bearing this burden and you're like, it's gonna crush me. God will come. You have to believe. You have to trust. My mom had faith, and he has spoke into her life. He has spoken to our household in so much power. So I just wanted to share that with all of you. Yeah.
Praise God. Yes, we can be still, because we know that God knows what we need, and he comes through. And I hear too in your story that it's not easy necessarily. It's not like God comes through instantly like a vending machine when we ask him to. Sometimes there's waiting, and sometimes, well, usually there's waiting and struggle. And in the midst of that, we can be still and know who God is.
I think with, you know, with the theme of family, I think one of the way back in December, when Cheryl was preaching, my family came. My mom came. I have a cousin who I don't know where she stands. I think, you know, she was raised as a Catholic, but she was very appreciative of what we had here. And then my sister and brother-in-law came, who are not believers. And one of the things that my brother-in-law said was the fact that they could really sense the community that we have here as a family and as a people of God. And I think, you know, sure, we're not the biggest church in Vancouver, but, you know, I have to admit, this is a good size. You know, we can't know everybody in the room, but one of the things that my brother-in-law said was he really sensed the spirit of community that we have here. And in reality, you know, we are adopted into God's family. We are sons and daughters. We are children. And that is our new identity. And in one sense, it's a greater identity than the family of our origins. Now, we still want to acknowledge and God, you know, it's one thing. I've come to the realization that God gave me my parents, right? It's not that I gave, that God gave me to my parents, but God gave me my parents. Like, I didn't choose where I was going to be born. He did. I didn't choose who my mom was going to be. He did. I didn't choose who my dad was going to be. He did. Mm-hmm. And over the years, I've gone through struggles with my mom, struggles with my dad. I think we all can have issues with our parents. But because of my relationship with Jesus, God the Father and the Holy Spirit, I've been born again. And because I've been born again, I get to get reparented. So we now have a new father. And, you know, Chris's sermon on fatherhood just the other day was good because God the Father is not like our fathers. Some of us had really good fathers and some of us had not so good fathers. But God the Father is the perfect father. And Jesus is the perfect brother, right? You know, and then we have the Holy Spirit leading us and guiding us. So I would just encourage you to grow. The best person that you can be is by becoming as close to Jesus as you can. More enmeshed or more grafted in to the family of God. Because in the end, if our close family relatives don't come to Jesus, we know the end of the story, and we need to be cognizant of that, right? And last time I was leader on deck, I asked us to pray the Serenity Prayer, and I think it's a really good prayer. I really am thankful for it. You know, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference, right? But taking one day at a time, taking one moment at a time, right? Taking this world as Jesus did, not as I would have it, right? I think that's one of the key lines in the prayer. I think we need to really be honest with it. And I know one of the things in Freedom Sessions and in AA and all these things is we're taking the world as it is. We're not, I mean, our family, we used to, you know, carpet, sweep the dirt under the carpet, right? I mean, I don't know what you guys' family was like, but we're taking the world and we're seeing the dirt and we're going, okay, that needs to be cleaned up, right? Rather than sweeping under the carpet, right? Taking this world as it is so that I may be reasonably happy in this life. It doesn't mean it's going to be, you know, all roses and supremely happy with him in the next, you know. So, yeah, it's a good prayer to keep in your heart and in your mind, because it helps us put things in perspective. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Zoli. Thank you, Zoli. Yes, it is. We have a good community here. And I encourage you to enter into that and to be part of that in the ways that work well for you. And to stretch a little bit. Maybe there are people in our community you've seen a lot and you've never really connected with. Be attentive to the Spirit and see if he might be nudging you.